shall begin. Today is Daf Tes. We are in Ches Amud Beis, a few lines down from the bottom. Today's Daf, we'll learn the Zecher Nishmas, a real hero, Menachem Mendel ben Shmuel Tzvi, who was killed in 1947, defending Eretz Yisrael in the Gush. Shamash should have an Aliyah. Okay. So, we are, I believe, four lines to the bottom, Amar Meimar. So we're in the middle of discussing a few memras of, actually in the middle of Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, and in the middle here, we're talking about transfers of flavor through the heat of a shchita, that the body of the shchita of the Nishkan is warm. So Amar Meimar Mishmeder Rav Papa, Lo Lischof Inish Kafle Ilave Bisra, Didayiv Tarba Ubala Bisra. So I believe what this is saying is that when we take out certain parts of the meat, there's a certain layer of usher fats, of chaylev, on top of the meats. So when chopping everything up and putting it on the butcher block, you shouldn't flip over, right? The chaylev is on the top, you shouldn't flip over the piece of meat since the chaylev is on the bottom and then put it on top of another piece of meat. So that chaylev would now be on top of another piece of meat because the chaylev, I guess, gets warm, and it's going to either melt or seep into the bottom piece of meat. Bottom piece of meat is going to absorb it. You have blios, and it'll be usher. Tosfos points out it's only up to a certain point when there is still some heat in the meats in the fat, which is probably soon after shrita, not a while after shrita. So the Gemara then says, okay, if we're worried that the fat is going to, because of the heat, the fat's going to drip and absorb into the meat, well, the piece of meat itself that has the fat should be a problem, right? Ihachi ki tiritzi nami da'iv tarba ubalabisra. When they're put regularly on the butcher block, that the chaylev is on top, we still have to be choshesh that the chaylev is going to be absorbed by its own meat that it's on. The Gemara says, no, there's no problem there, because karma mafsik mitatoi. There's some sort of filament or layer, a membrane between the fat and the meat that's going to protect it, the meat, from the fat dripping into it. So the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, that you assume, and the Gemara says, assume that this membrane wraps around the entire piece of meat, ihachi, so when you flip the other piece of meat upside down on top of the second piece of meat, then that membrane on that second piece of meat should also protect it from the fats that come through. So the Gemara says, no, Aidi dimimashmisha yidod tabcha mipatas. I guess that once the tabach starts playing around and flipping things and moving things around, so the membrane disintegrates. So if you just leave it as is, the membrane's going to be there to protect. But once you start flipping things on top and touching things and moving things, that membrane's going to disintegrate. And therefore, if you put the second piece on top of the first piece upside down with the chaylev on top touching the meat, you have to be concerned, so long as there's heat and warmth, you have to be concerned that there's going to be blios, so there's going to be absorption. Okay. So Tosas doesn't give a shear. I guess the tabach knows how long it is. Right, Rashi says, Tosas, Hainu la'achar niktuach miyad, kodem shenitztanen habasar. This is a time period that they know. Okay. Next. So before we brought a member of Amar Yehuda Amarav, so now we're going to bring another member of Amar Yehuda Amarav. Amar Yehuda Amarav, Talmud Chacham, Sarach Shel Yilmod, he has to become expert in three things, with Shlosh Advarim. Number one, Ksav, Shchita, Mila. Those three things. Ksav, which is writing, Shchita is Shchita, and Mila. So what are these things? Ksav, Shchita, and Mila. Rashi says Ksav is Lichtov, just stop writing. Sheyeda Lichtov Shemo Ilu Yosha B'din Oledos. So they should know how to sign his name. It's pretty low level. We're talking at a time, nowadays it's hard to imagine, but most people were not literate. So they have to know how to sign his name. That's what Rashi says. Right, the Re'iri and the Rid and the Bala Itter say that Ksav is how to write Staros. That a Talmud Chacham should know how to write Staros. She should know the Nusach of the Staros, of the Ksuvos, of the Gittin. The Yam Shel Shlomo says that he should be able to write Tshuvos properly. He should be able to learn how to write Tshuvos and everything like that. The Rashash says it's talking about Stam. It's talking about how to be a Sofer, how to write. That he can write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, Mitzvah B'Yotem Mishlucho. That's what he says. Marsha argues. Now, that's Ksav. What's Shchita? Shchita says you know how to Sheft. Whereas Rashi says Shchita, it's not knowing the halachas of Shchita, but it's La'amin Yodo L'kach, Afilu Shabakim Yilchoseh. Beyond just being a halach, beyond knowing the first couple of simonim in Yoredeya about Hilchos Shchita, he should be able to Sheft himself. don't know, it happens to be that in the Hasidic towns they did not want to have the Shochet and the Moel to be the same person. Whatever, it had to be different people. But here he said they were worried about messing up the bracha. So he says that it should be the Heslosh Shkrita. And Mila, he should know how to do Mila. Fine. Rav Chananya bar Shlemya Mishmei Derava, Rav Chananya bar Shlemya adds, Af, he should be Labaki in Kesher Shal Tfilin, and how to knot the Tfilin. Rashi says Kesher Shal Tfilin. It says Yeshbo Umenos Sha'asu Kamoy Os Dalits Sheyanira Bashakai. So you have to know how to tie the knot on the Tfilin, which is in the back. Which some people have the Dalit, some people have it's a box, which is really two Dalits together. And he should know how to do that. Right, he says, "Sheyesh bo umno shasu kamo usdal shenir b'goshakai hashin chakuka b'kim teik tatafar kein shin yevashin the ritzu a katana kafulu tuli kein yud v'kesher usur kein dalid." You have all those different places where you have to put it in. We'll see. Talk to us in a moment. It says kesher should fill in birchas chasanim. What's birchas chasanim? Seems to be that you should know the shavu brachas, right? Birchas chasanim. That he should know the nusach of the shavu brachas and tzitzis. And he should know how to tie tzitzis on the baguette. So the Gemara says, "V'idach, why does Rabbi Yehuda only count the first three and not the last three?" So he says, "Hani, these again. We don't know what it's coming to refer to. Hani is the first three, the last three. He says, Hani shchichen. These things are shchichen. Rashi says, Hani shchichen. That's going on the last three. He says, Tfilin, utzitzis, ubirchos hachanim, birchos chasanim, mitzuyim tadir. It happens all the time. Hilkach hakol b'kiyim mehem. Everyone knows how to do them. The ein tzarich limud. You don't really need much to learn that. Shemei atzmo yabaki b'hem. It's like it's pretty much it's like a given that he's going to have to be a bucky for this because everyone knows how to do this. The first three, those are the ones that are really the more that are more difficult.
But don't we know that Gittin and Kedushin says if you don't know it, you shouldn't get involved in them.
Possibly. So he knows them.
So here he's saying
that. So he's going to continue. Yeah.
So I'm saying, how's he saying here that you shouldn't get involved?
Who said he shouldn't get involved? He says you should know.
You should know.
You should know it.
You should know it.
Okay, so you should make sure that you know how to do it. So you're a Rav, you have to make sure you know how to do Ksiva. That's according to my Domer, says that Ksiva is writing Saros. But yeah, he's saying you should. So we just said that the Rashi said that the Hani Shchich is going on the first three. But the Rishonim asked that.
The second three.
Right, the Rishonim asked that it says Shchitin and Me'ila. Shrita and Mila are Mitsuyim. So he says that Shrita and Mila are also going on the first three. That they're Matsuy. Since they're so prevalent, you have to make sure that you know them. This would be a Mahlokas of what it's going on. Question might be whether or not they're even arguing. Maybe he's just adding another three, and everyone you know, and they agree. The Tosas HaRosh says that what doesn't mean here that Teshchichim on the Talmud Chacham, rather Tefillah and Tzitzis, you don't need to learn because they're Mitsuyim, meaning you can buy them. They're stores to go buy Tzitzis and Tefillin. Mechos HaSanim, you can probably have a bench, or whatever it is. But he says these three are so Mitsuy that it's easy to buy them, it's not such a big deal. Now Tosas says over here, and it brings us back to our Perek HaTcheles days, he says, V'idach Hani Shchichim. So he says, Mikan Medaktik Rabbeinu Tam, from here Rabbeinu Tam made a diuk, that the ain't sarach likshor b'chol yom tefillin kishemenichin. You don't have to retie the tefillin every single day, like right? As opposed to Rabbi Elio, how you matzrich lekoshon. He used to say that you have to tie. We saw this in the Gemara in Tosfos Menachos on I think Daf Lamed Hey Lamed Vav. That the Rabbeinu Elio said you got to retie your tefillin every day. That's shartim. That's tekshira. So he said. So Rabbeinu Tam says this is a proof, and he says also in Tosfos and Menachos. Right, because we said in Komets Rabba, Tfilin me'emas and varchalim. When do you make the bracha on Tfilin? Mishas hanachah that shas kshira from when you place them till you tie them. Well, Rabbeinu Tam near the high kshira, I know he took shem hadik sav l'rosho. Rabbeinu Tam says this kshira is just when you place it on your head and you make it, you make it tight. The ikshira mamash, as if talking about it's real kshira. Chibichol yom yelech etzel barchovo. Every day you're gonna have to go to the expert to tie it. That's Rabbeinu Tam's raya. And the other raya was. Is that he says that tefillin it's usher to tie it on Shabbos because it becomes a kesher shel kayama. But if you according to Rabbi Leo, you're untying it every single day, then it's not a kesher shel kayama. Right? So the Tosfos answers for Rabbeinu Baruch. So that's.
Wouldn't the bracha reflect lekshar tefillin, or
that would be the bracha. The bracha is to tie it to laniyah, to place it.
No, say right.
No, but that you only make the bracha afterwards and when you place it. Okay, that's the first statement of that's Amar Yehuda Amar Rab. Now Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Right? Yehuda was a Talmud of both Rab and Shmuel, so he has members from both. Right? Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kol Tavach, every shochet, she'eini yodei hilchos shchita, who doesn't know hilchos shchita, asur le'echo mishchitasa. You may not eat from him.
Any butcher is a shochet, right?
Every shochet.
Oh, shochet?
What's the difference between a shochet and a butcher?
Shochet doesn't, the butcher does the...
No, it's the shochet. It's the Tavach. It's the shochet, the one who's shechting it. The one who shechs it, eino yodei hilchos shchita. He doesn't know hilchos shchita, you can't eat from a shchita. He may have gotten it right, but if he doesn't know the halachas, you can't eat. And what are those halachas that you have to know? We've seen this before. Number one, the shehiyah, the amount of time you have to speak. You can't delay, you have to go straight through. The rasa, you have to do, you can't press the knife, I think it is. You have to slice the kid, but you can't put the pressure down. That's drasha. Chalada is somehow you put the knife in the tzavar, and before the sumanim, and you do it somehow that you do the shrita when the knife is under the skin. You can't do that. Hagrama is that you kill outside the proper area. Just, you know, the animals with longer necks, it could become an issue unless you say that the entire neck then becomes the coin. Always, I remember Rabbi Raza said, like, people say giraffes aren't kosher because we don't know where to sheft it. Giraffes are. You do know where to sheft it. The whole neck, you check the giraffe. Happens to be not good meat, apparently. But and they give you a kick and you're dead.
Expensive.
Well, and expensive. So, but okay, that's hagrama. And then there's ikor. Ikor is a machlokas, what it is, but it seems to be, Tosho says that there's a nick, and you nick the windpipe of the esophagus. Excuse me. Rashi says, Rashi says that you somehow move the simonim from their place without shrita, and you shech them when they're in the wrong place. Remember, these are five things that have to be known. So the Gemara then says, "My kamashmalan, what Shmuel come to teach us that you need to know these halachas? Kulu taninhu. They're all listed beferish in Mishnayos. That all these halachas are written beferish in Mishnayos, and if you do any of these psulim, the behemoth becomes nevela, you're not allowed to eat it. So of course somebody who's not makbid on these halachas, you can't eat from. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha, we said it before, sheshachet lefeinu shtayim eshlosh pamim. The guy shechted in front of us a couple times, v'shachet shapir, and he did his shchita well. So you might think, God, this guy, he knows what he's doing. Ma'u detaimim, he'd either shachet shapir, ha'nami shachet shapir. So you would say, oh, just like the past couple times he shechted well, this time he also shechted well. Kamash malad, the came into logamar, zimin the shoy v'doris lo yoda. Now since he doesn't know the halachas, we just say it was beginner's luck the first couple times. He has to know the halachas because who knows what's going to happen the next time. Only if he knows the halachas, and maybe if he doesn't know the halachas, maybe he'll mess up and he won't even know. It just happens to be these couple times he did it right. But he has to know the halachas to make sure.
So if it says it's to eat it, what's the status? Is it nevela or...?
So we'll see sort of a little bit later, but it's definitely nevela.
Even though it's a perfectly good shchita.
It's not a good shchita. Oh, because he didn't do it. We'll see in a moment. But something similar. But I guess the assumption is that it depends on what you hold the animal is beforehand. Right. It could be nevela. Is it tummy? Is it tummy nevela? Interesting.
So you can tell when you supervise what he's doing. If he's doing the drusa and on the chalav.
Sorry?
You can tell when you're watching that he's doing that or not?
Apparently there are three of them that you can tell, two of them that you can't.
So you could tell why can't a child do it and you watch and see if the kid... We said the kid...
The shokin omen al-gabo. So maybe that's the same thing. Someone's omen al-gabo or something else. But this is where he's not. We said Bidi Yevon was okay. That was the first Mishnah.
You can't bite the kid.
No, he said, "Be cool on sheshachtu v'cheim roin also shchita k'shira."
Right.
V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel hatabach, so the butcher, the shochet, tzarich sheyivdok b'simanim la'achar shchita. He has to check the simanim to make sure they're good after the shchita. He has to check. Amar Rav Yosef, afana nami tanina. The idea that you have to check afterwards, learned in a Mishnah or a Brisa, right? In a Mishnah. Because it says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Im Shaha Kedei Bikur. If the Shochei, what is Shehiyah? Shochei waited or delayed the amount of time of the Bikur, then the Shchita is Pasul. So my lav Kedei Bikur Simonim. What's this Kedei Bikur? Must be the amount of time that's needed to check the Simonim. So you see from there that you do check the Simonim. And they're using that as a frame of reference to tell you how much time you have that to for, in order for shehiya, right? Right. Bikur Simon and Rashi says Alma Yish Pen Torah's Bikur. So Amar Le Abaye says no. There's no. That's not what Rav Shimon meant. Hachika Amar Rav Yochanan Kedei Bikur Chacham. What is shehiya? The amount of time it would take for a chacham to come and check. Rashi says Kedei Bikur Chacham Livdo Hasakin to check the knife. Shetavach Tzarich Leharos Hasakin Lechacham Eir. Right. The Shochan has to show the knife to the Chacham Eir. Bipnei Kavod HaChacham, because of the Kavod HaChacham. Can you mean the Kaman? Afagav Shetavach Baki Michalochos Batika. Even though the Shochet is a Baki, he has to show the, oftentimes, my grandfather always said that the two most learned people in the town were always the rabbi and the Shochet. Those are the guys who knew. And then you always say you would have the issues when the Shochet said yes or the rabbi said no, or vice versa. So that's what he said. Okay, so he says, wait a second, if it's Kedei Bikur HaChacham, well, that's a subjective. That's a subjective time frame, because im kain asak levrecha lishiurim, as Rashi says, pamim shechacham rachok metabach, pamim shukarav. You tell me shehiya means the amount of time of delay, which will pass the shrikta, is the amount of time it takes for the tabach to go to the shochet, to go to the rebbe. Well, what if the rebbe is in Hewlett? What if the rebbe is in Inwood? What if the rebbe is in Far Rockaway? It's a different time each time that you're going. So he goes, no. Ella, what does it mean? Kadei bikur chacham. Ella kadei bikur tabach chacham. It means that the checking of a tabach was a chacham. Rashi says, "Shashochet tamid chacham." The shochet himself is a tamid chacham. The ein mufla b'yimimeno. There's no one greater than him in the town. Klomer lo toil hashir ela b'shihias b'dikas sakin luchudei. It's the amount of time that he himself is going to check a knife before he does the shechita. Tosfos says also, well, they're different size knives. Some people have long knives, so it's also subjective. So it's not the regular size shochet. Point being still is that this bright Mishnah is not a raya to tell me that the shochet has to check the simonim achar shechita, because what this Mishnah can be talking about is checking the knife before shechita, not checking the knife after shechita. The Gemara then says, lo bodak mai. What, so it doesn't mean that it's wrong, it just means that the Mishnah is not a raya. What happens, and similar to your question, what happens if you didn't check the simonim afterwards? Mai, what's the halacha? You didn't check the simonim after it was shechted. So what's the story? Right, Rashi says, "Bid simanim mai." So I don't know. How does that mean? Ever? I mean, how long is he talking about? I mean, what does that mean? Or you didn't check the simanim until everything was taken. It must be until it was taken away, and you're not able to check it anymore. So Rabbi Lezer ben Antigonus, Mishum Rabbi Lezer ben Rabbi Yadai Amar Treifa. The animal is considered a treifa, va'asura va'achila, and just asur to eat. It's a treifa. It's asur to eat. It doesn't have tuma. Rashi says, "Treifa shchuta ena mitame." A treifa that shechted is not metamek. I mean, or a rotev min a behema mixas min a behema mitama mixas ain mitama. Ezo zo treifa sheshachta. If it's a treifa that shechted, it doesn't have tuma. But the masnisa tana, the brisa they learned, it becomes a nevela umitama b'masa. It becomes a nevela and it becomes and it's tuma and you're not allowed to carry it. Rashi says nevela because the lav b'cheska shchuta machzikina on lock. You see, it's not in chazaka of being nishkat. So b'maika miflugi, what's the machlokus as to whether or not this animal that didn't have the simanim checked, and now it's not kosher, is it a treifa and not metame, or is it a nevela and is metame? So it's very similar to your question you had, but in a different scenario. So my kamiplagi, bidir Rav Huna. The argument is based on the words of Rav Huna. What's Rav Huna? The Amar behema b'chaya b'cheskas iser omedes. A behema when it's alive. It's becheskas iser, right? It's Avram and Achai, I believe. Rashi says behema bechaya becheskas iser. Shari asura mishum Avram and Achai. It's asura because Avram and Achai. Hilkach im nolad safek b'shchitasa. Therefore, if there's a safek in the shchita, ubas lahamid al cheskasa. So you have to do what the chazaka was originally. The chazaka is that it's aser. Shari kol davar ata omer heemed davar al cheskasa shai mitchila. So what we say, just rely on what the chazak was beforehand. It's cheskas iser. We have a suffix. We maintain the cheskas iser. Shari becheskas iser aisa tchila. Umi suffix ata bala atira shem anishcha keroi. And you're coming as a suffix. Maybe the shchita was okay. How do you know? You didn't check, right? Al tatirena mi suffix ad sheyudvada lecha sheshchita sheanishcha keroi. You can't say it's mutter until you know for sure that the status changed and you don't do it positive that it's a good shechita. So that's Rav Huna that says behema v'chayev v'cheskas iser omedes ad sheyivadu lecha b'men nishchata, until it becomes clear to you that how it was shechted. Now nishchata, let's say it was shechted correctly, right? It's shechted, but we only have a suffix as to whether or not it was a treifa or not. So you have it shechted. We know it was shechted. Harehi b'cheskas heter. That's a becheskes heter. That's good. Actually, vodelcha kam nitrifa until you have, because the chazaka is that it's not a treifa. So once we have the shechita done correctly, we got rid of the cheskas evir minachai. You just have a suffix that maybe was a treifa. Prove it was a treifa until that time. Until then, it's mutter, right? B'men nitrifa. So mar savar becheskas. So what do we have here? We have the person who did the shechita and we didn't do the tune in check. So mar savar, which is the Tana, says becheskas iser kaima. The behema is still in his chazak of iser. The behema was iser. And it's still iser that wasn't the chazaka that wasn't shechted correctly. V'hashta mesahi, and now it's dead in front of you. So if it's dead in front of you, it's a nevela. So Mar Savra, but Rav Lozer Rabbi Anai says becheskas iser arminan, becheskas tumah lo arminan. No, I agree with you. It is a cheskas iser. It's a cheskas iser of Avram and Nechai. There's no chazaka that's tameh. When the animal's alive, it's not metameh. So it's becheskas iser. You're right. That's why you can't eat it. But who says it's becheskas tameh? Where did tumah come from? That's their machlokas. Right, Rashi says, lo amrinan, sorry, buster minan, it's one, two, three, four, like five lines before they got wide, so it's seven lines to the bottom. It says, lo amrinan, sorry, buster minachai, ena mitama. The buster from a live animal doesn't become tameh. So you're right, you have a cheskas isser, and therefore you can't eat it, but who says you have a cheskas tumah? So that's their machlokas. Right, so the chazaka was that it's not tameh. So you maintain, right? So you maintain that chazaka until you prove otherwise. We have a suffix as to whether it's in the daila or not. So we didn't the iser of eating it ein hachanami. You can maintain that chazaka. Within the tuma, let's maintain that chazaka. That's the second part of the brisa.
Right.
If it's so, the case that we're trying to prove from here was lo badak. What's the story? So if lo badak, which chazaka are we going to, what are we looking back?
What does that mean? Is badak was shechta, nishchata?
But we never checked the simanim afterwards.
Nishchata implies checking?
No, the Gemara says lo badak, that's the question. Lo badak mai.
No, the second part was nishchata
haru. That's the proof, that's the brisa, that's not the case we're trying to prove. The case was lo badak mai. So with my commitment, we read Rav Huna. So it brings down Rav Huna. Rav Huna had the back and forth about, you have a suffix. So you have suffix that was, whether we're shechted or not, you maintain the chazaka that was asa. You have a suffix, once it's shechted, you have a suffix was a treifa, you maintain the chazaka that it's good. Our case is a suffix whether the shechita was done correctly. So which chazaka are we going back on? So everyone agrees the cheskas iser still stands. The machlokas is whether the cheskas iser also contains a cheskas tumah. So the time of the Brisa says yes, and Rabbi Lazar Barabiani says no. Yeah, in a chanami, it has the chazaka that it was asr, but it never had the chazaka that it was tameh.
So you're making a chasna, you get an ox and you give it to the shochet to slaughter, and he screws it up. Is he liable, or?
I don't know. It's a little above a comma. I don't know. It's not.
It's a long time ago.
Like, Gufa.
In that case, how can a shochet ever be trusted in a geir? He can't say this is good, that the animals shechted correctly. He's the guy who just shechted.
Eilech anem
b'surin. So how do you... Huh?
How's the wife? How's the wife? Sex?
He's in a gale.
So
he's making a living from that. So
he's to be a very trustworthy fellow.
It's a tough
quote. Okay. So Gufa, Amar Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna says, maybe someone else has to check afterwards. Behema b'chaya b'cheskas isra omedes ad she yidvadal lecha b'man nishkata. So this is go back to Rav Huna's statement. That a behema when it's alive is in the cheskas iser, right? Because of the Eivir Min Achai by the gufa. In the Gemara, I'm an Aleph. You got it? Okay, gufa. Am Rav Huna behema b'chaya b'cheskas iser omedes ad sheyivod lecha b'man nishkata. Once it's shechted b'cheskas heter omedes ad sheyivod lecha b'man nishkata. So if I have a suffix whether the shechita was done right, we maintain the cheskas iser. Once the shechita is done correct and have a suffix with the treifa, we maintain the heter because you keep it on the chazaka. So the Gemara says, why does it say, it says, v'lema nishkata hutra? Why does it say chazaka? The chazaka means that there's a suffix. Just say, behema, when it's nishkata, it's hutra. It's mutter. Why are you saying that? What's the suffix? He goes, hakamash malan, the afal gav is libe re'evsa. No, I think this is pashut. Even though, after the shechita, someone comes with some potential evidence that there was a problem, so then we still, nevertheless, at that point, we maintain the chazaka. Once it's shechted correctly, we maintain the chazaka until we know otherwise. Okay. Okay. Kedabai mine Rabbi Abba me Rav Huna. Similar to the question that Rav Abba asked Rav Huna. What happened? Baze ev v'natal b'nei mayim mahu. So a wolf came, right, and dragged the insides to eat its meat. So the Gemara, and therefore, after the Shechita. So the Gemara said, right, is that the case?
Yeah.
A wolf comes and drags the innards away. Can you eat the meat? So the Gemara says, Natal halesnu. What are you shy of asking about? The wolf came and took the meat away.
Right.
We can or can't eat the meat. You don't have the meat here. It's not here. The wolf took it. He says, no. Ella nakav b'nei mayim. What it did is it made a hole into the things, a hole that would have been a trefa had it happened when it was alive. So Mao, can you eat that meat? The Gemara says, Nakav, hakazina de hunakvinu. What's the shayla? You just saw the wolf eat it. Forget any trefas. The wolf did it just now. After, it's post-mortem. What are you worried about? He says, no. Ella nitalan, this wolf took it, the hechziron kishahein nikuvin, and returned the meat with holes in it. So I guess now we have a suffix as to whether or not it was the wolf who created the holes, and therefore everything's fine, or that these holes were there beforehand, and it's a trefa.
And it's a trefa. When you inspect the lungs and these holes in the intestines, and saying it's...
No, no. Whatever you would test, whatever you would check,
no,
comes back.
Whatever you check comes back.
It came back. So mahu, mi chashinan shema b'makom nekev nakov. Maybe you'll say that the wolf put his mouth in there. Maybe he was lazy and put his mouth in a place where there was a hole. He used a pre-existing hole. Or maybe he didn't, and that the wolf, I guess he put a pre-existing hole, and therefore it was a trefa beforehand. Or he would say, no, that the wolf created this new hole, and it's the wolf who made the hole post-mortem, and the animal is not a trefa. So Amar Leh, so Rav Huna responds to him, Ein choshishin shema b'makom nekav nakav. It's a far-fetched shash to think that the wolf put the hole exactly in the place where there was a hole in the B'nai Mayim to begin with, and therefore the animal was trafed before. We don't have that suffix.
Why do they say the chazaka here? Chazaka is the most animal don't are not trafed, so therefore...
I asked that question once before, that made sense.
What? Because now you have a hole in front of you.
Before we talk about the chazaka...
Correct.
Now it's the same thing.
But we have a reusa now. But we have a reusa now, because there's a hole.
There's a hole, but there's a...
No, it's a bear. I asked that question years ago.
So that...
We check everything, right? And we go crazy and check and
now
the percentage of what they throw out.
They throw a lot out.
Okay. They throw out... Chazaka would be that if after a year, most animals would be dropping dead all over the place. And that's not what happens.
Right. So that's the whole problem with the trefas to begin with, because they would give a list of trefas that nowadays... We know that they don't die from certain of these things.
Exactly. Otherwise, the animals would just be dead. There we go.
So that's okay. So when we get to the sugi of the trefas, we'll try to figure it out. But then maybe you'll forget by then. I won't answer it. Okay. So I'm. So
the question.
What?
Forget the question.
So he said. So Rav Huna says, like Marcel, you don't have to be choshish for that. And they be choshish for that. Well, he put it. The chazak of the animal's okay. There's a hole now. You saw the zev, the one who took it, and we're so mechon the chaskas hat there. That was before the suffik. That's basically where Rav Huna answers him. So the Gemara now says, okay, Eisvei. So Rav Abba asks Rav Huna the following from the following brisa. Ra'a tzipor haminaker b'te'ena v'achbar haminaker ba'avat tikun. So you see a bird that's like it's pecking away at a date, or a mouse that's eating away at the watermelons. Choshishin, right? Shema b'makom nekev nakav. What is that? Well, choshishin for what? He says shel nachash nakav. We see a hole, so we have to be choshish. Then maybe they didn't create those holes. Maybe the holes were there beforehand from a snake, right. And the snake deposited its venom in those things. Again, nowadays we're not choshish for this whole thing about giloy and snakes because we don't have them around here so much. But go here, you see. So the concern. The concern is that maybe the place where the mouse or the bird is pecking away at is a pre-existing hole that had a snake deposited venom, and don't eat this, because maybe there's venom in there. So therefore, you see that we are choshish for this idea, that we are choshish for this pre-existing hole. So Rav Huna says back to Rav Abba, what are you comparing? Mikam Adamas Yisur LeSakana. You're kind of trying to compare Sakana, which, okay, for a Sakana, we'll be concerned about it. For Yisur, we won't. We go into Chazaka. But for Sakana, we're going to be concerned about it. So Amalei Rava. So Rava says, why is Sakana? And we're going to spend the rest of the Yomah trying to do this. Why is Sakana different from Isser? The Klalim, the rules of the Safek, are the same thing, right? The Safek Sakanta, we go to Chumrah. When we have a suffix when there's a sakana, you go to chumrah. So if there's any suffix, there's a suffix as to whether or not, I'll be political, whether vaccinating is good or not, you do the vaccination. So sakana, suffix, whether or not the helmet works or not, you put on the helmet. You gotta wear the helmet. He says suffix sakana the chumrah. It's not such a suffix when it comes to helmet. The suffix yisur nami the chumrah, and so suffix chumrah is also the chumrah. If you have a suffix tumah bereshus hayochid, it's tamei. He says amalei abaye velo shani yisur sakanta. He goes, wait a second, but yisur is different than sakana. By ilu suffix tumah bereshus harabim sveikotar. Ilu suffix mayim agulim masurim. If you have a suffix tumah in reshus harabim, we're going to say it's tahor. If you have a suffix mayim agulim, you leave open the barrel of water in the reshus harabim, you still have the problem of the snake venom. So they are different. Tell me they're the same rules. They're different rules. So Rabbi says there's no raya from suffik tum reshus harabim, suffik tum reshus hayachid. That's just a gzeiras hakasif. Amar lei hasam hilchus hakamirulei. That's just the halacha of Moshe Mitzinai, misota. We learn that from the sota, that the sota has to be that it only takes place if there's stiro, or it's reshus hayachid, and there's a suffik. So we see all suffik tumas reshus hayachid are tamei. My sota reshus hayachid, av tuma reshus hayachid. But nevertheless, you can't learn from the tuma that the suffik isser is kal, because you have the other case, if you see it in reshus harabim, it's going to be tamei. The reason why we make a distinction is just because of the gzeir sakasiv from sota. But you see, bottom line is that the sveikos in the tuma were machmir, and the sveikos in danger were also machmir. So therefore, if we have the same sveikos, so that we should be concerned for the pre-existing hole by the wolf, just like we're concerned for the pre-existing hole by the mouse and the bird.
Yeah, by the snake thing, is it asur or just a good idea not to?
If it's dangerous, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to put yourself in danger. It becomes aser, I believe. So masiv rashimi, right? Don't think you can't take it. You know, shomer psayim Hashem. I guess where does that come into play? But if it's dangerous, you're not allowed to. Masiv rashimi. So rashimi asks, okay, he's trying to prove that the chachamim were more makel by suffik iser than they were from suffik sakana. I don't want to just prove it from the two cases that we just brought down.
Yeah.
From the Zev and the bird. That's the proof. I don't know. So he says, Masiv Rashimi, Sheretz. A Sheretz is one of the Shmona Shraksim that's Matamid things that touch it. Bifi Chulda. So whatever the Chulda is, a weasel, a ferret, whatever it may be, they translate it one way, other people translate it another way. So you have this Chulda, which is not a Sheretz. It's running around with a Sheretz in its mouth. Okay? If the Sheretz touches anything, that thing becomes Tamei. But and it's the chulda's mehalechas al gabi kikaros, and the chulda is romping around over the loaves of bread, shel truma of truma. So we don't know whether or not the sheretz touched the truma to make the truma aser. Safik naga, safik lo naga. So sveiko tahar. We say that the safik is tahar because we have the chaska kamaisa that these things are tamei. We don't know what happened, but ilu safik mayim gula masurim. Safik whether or not the barrel was left open. We say it's safik of the danger. We say it's aser. So you see here, when it comes to the suffix issa, we're more mako when it comes to the suffix of sakana. So Gemara says, no. Again, that doesn't prove anything, because hasam nami hilchas akamirula misota. It's the same thing, and it's just halacha Moshe Mitzinai from sota. Ma sota, the sota was machmir, why it's sveka, because it's davar sheyesh bo das lishol. The idea with sota is there's somebody who you can ask. So too, av hachanami, so too in all other sveikos tuma, it only become machmir if it's davar sheyesh bo das lishol. If it's something that you can ask and find out. Here, who are you going to ask? Are you going to ask the weasel? First of all, the sheretz dead, so you can't ask that. And the weasel, you can't ask because it's a weasel. So you can't ask. It doesn't have das lishol. So you see again, you can't learn from here that you were more makel by suffik isser than we are by suffik sakana, because this is a gezeiras hakasuf. So the Gemara says, okay, I'm going to prove from somewhere else that the Chachamim were more makel by suffik iser than by suffik sakana. Amar of Ashi, Tashma, from a following brisa. So it's not sure whether this is a brisa or a mishnah. It's similar to the mishnah in Parah, in the 11th parak of Parah, but it may add some extra words, so they say that it could be a brisa. It's a tzlochis. So you have this pitcher. So this pitcher, as Rashi points out, is filled with mayim chayim from the spring that's going to be used to mix into it the ashes for the parah duma, and then use that together to pour onto the tamei meis. So I have this pitcher filled with the mayim chayim. Shehinicha megula. I know I left it open. I left it uncovered. I come back. Uva umitzah mechusa. And I come back and I find that it's covered. We say it's tmeya. We're saying it's it's tame, right? Rashi says, Sluchis, it's right in the middle of Rashi. Shamalu amayachayon lemechatas v'dayin lo nidkachu v'efer, the im niskachu tameya, right? He says, we say it's tameya, umetame ochlinu mashkin. It itself can make other food items tame. The koshkein the psul akidush. Obviously, you can't use it for the eighth bar duma. The hakol maaseh the malas tahira heim the chatos kuri rachmana. Everything has to be matara. So this is now this becomes tamei. Shani omer, why is it tamei? Because I'm choshish. Then they say shani omer adam tamei nichnas l'sham. Say a tamei person may have walked into the room the kisa and he covered it, and by covering it he may have touched it. It was all the way to the top, and he touched it, right? But he nicha mechusa. If you left it covered, and then you come and you find it left unopened, so then we have to figure out now over here, maybe it got opened. Im yichola chulda lishtos mimeno o nachash l'divra gamliel o sheyared batal b'layla psula. If it is, I guess, sitting in a way that the chulda can drink from it, or according to Rabbi Gamliel, even a nachash can eat from it, or if tal of dew fell from that night, it becomes pasul, because these things pasul the mayim to be used. But I guess the mayim itself does not become tamei. Right? Rashi says, "Im yicholu chulda lishos menam the tnan kol hashratzim enam psul b'meichatos chutz mitchulda mipnei shehi." I think it's makia. Somehow the way it drinks, it's like vomits. The chol makia pasul. The whole of yifrishu mehem lishtos. Hari nasav himalach of a nifsalu. Maps is the chulda does some work in it. You can't have any work done to the water. So the chulda did something, then it worked it. Ukeshemakios poslos as harishonos. He says v'istatol, and it says later on v'istatol time mishum the mayim chayim beinam. You need live water. Mayim chayim elkel shiti chayusam bekli shloim al kli zev yarav bekli acher kodem kiddush. He says maybe what happens is the chulda drinks it and he puts it back in. And the same thing with the dew falling, it doesn't become mayim chayim anymore. It becomes pasul. But it's not, doesn't seem to be metame. It just says psula, becomes psula. But Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my tam, what's the reason by this pitcher that was left open, right? This pitcher that was left closed. Why are we not choshesh that an Adam Tame came and closed it? Right? Why are we not choshesh? We're choshesh that it was Magula. Right, when we left it open, we were choshesh that a person came and closed it. But it was left closed, we're not choshesh that a person came and opened it. What's the difference? He says, Mipnesha darkon shol trotzim legalos, the ain't darkon lekasos. Because we have another thing that we can be somech on. It's the shrotzim would open it, but they can't close it. Better to lock it. So he says, therefore, as follows, and then we're going to skip the inami. So he says, the derech of the shrotzim could open a kli, but they're not to close the kli. So as follows, in the seifa, let's see outside, in the seifa where you left the pitcher open, closed, you left the pitcher closed and you found it open, we have two possibilities to say that it's tahar. Number one, maybe it was shrotzim that opened the kli, and the sheretz chai is not metame, only dead sheretz is not metame. And even if a person did open the kli, maybe the person was tahor.
Right.
So therefore, I have two possibilities for tahara. But for tuma, I only have one side, and maybe an adam tame was opened it. Therefore, we're going to go after the rove, and it's tahor. So we have the suffix, we're going to go after the rove. By the resha, when you left it closed and you found it open, will I lose one of my tzatatarim? Because I can't, right? I left the ratio where I left it open and I found it closed. I can't be totally that on the shrotzim. Right. So now I only have an equal suffix. It was definitely a person who closed it. Was that person tamei or not? So I have an equal tzad. So there I'm going to say that it's a suffix before us, and we're going to be matame. But you see from here, Rav Ashi says that from the seifa we can by isurim we'll go after the rove even lahakel. So you see that by Isurim, we are going to go to Lekula in certain situations. But, we can skip to Inami, they all say to take it out. The Inami here was put in, Rashi has a second way to explain the Gemara, and Rashi says Inami, and that's the explanation, and somehow it got that a second explanation gets put into the Gemara. It says, Ilu Safek Mayim Megulim, when a Safek and Mayim Megulim, right? Even though it's a big miyut, there's a big miyut about the nachash. The nachash has to be there. The nachash has to come in. The nachash has to put the venom in. It's a lot of sveikos. Nevertheless, we still say it's aser. So shma minach hamira sakanta misur shma minach. We see from here that sakana, we're more machmir by the sakana cases than we are by the iser cases. That's what we learn from here, and therefore we go back to the original problem, which said when it came to the birds or the mouse pecking away at the watermelon in the hole, there we're concerned that maybe that was a pre-existing hole from a snake, and you can't eat that watermelon. But when it came to the wolf dragging away the innards and comes back with the hole, don't be concerned that hole was pre-existing and the animal is a trefa. Just assume that hole came about from the wolf itself dragging it away. Okay? We'll stop over here. Everyone have a great day. I'm going to finish early.